Hi, everyone.
Welcome
to the Family Home Evening
with Bad Mormons
podcast
with Charlotte
and Mandy
and a stream of consciousness.
We're the show that you're listening to right now, and we talk about getting drunk and making stupid choices.
Are they stupid or really clever?
Questionable.
That's for you to find out and us to also wonder about.
In all the preparation we did for the podcast, I actually didn't think of a single story about ourselves to tell.
I figure just as we talk, something's going to come to me. And if it doesn't, well, then I'm sorry for you.
Sure. You know what? Let's try it. Why not?
It's the way I've been doing it for the last year and a half. So...
Could you imagine if we both did it like that? This would be a very different podcast.
I'm so glad that you're mature, organized, and, you know, trying.
You know, and also drunk. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks to our friends at Black Box, the premium of wines.
Mm.
You get 4 bottles of award-winning wine in 1 elegant box.
Premium.
You get week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4, week 5, and week 6. I don't understand what that means. Is this box supposed to last me 6 weeks? Because that's not happening. Oh, I get it. You're supposed to... It stays good for 6 weeks. After the 6 weeks, you're going to have to fucking toss it.
How would anybody ever get that far?
I mean, it's not the best box of wine, so if I had better things to drink, I'd pass it over.
Maybe, yeah. Hey, shout out to the patrons.
Hey, patrons!
We love you guys.
Yeah, you guys are rad.
Thanks so much for listening and supporting our little podcast.
Right. It's you that makes this all worthwhile. The rest of you people, fuck off.
All you other listeners, you're bullshit to us.
Pay us your tithing. Is that how the church works? No? No?
Yeah. That's religion in a nutshell.
I'm going to go ahead and repent for that.
Repent for telling everyone who's listening to the podcast to fuck off.
Hey, listen. You listening in your car as you're driving down the street? Fuck yourself.
You're stupid. We don't like you.
We don't mean it. We love all of you.
What is this? The Johnny Depp Amber Heard marriage podcast?
Listen, we're going a different direction. What, Mandy? Do you think anybody's going to believe you? A white female is a victim of domestic violence from her sister?
Just because I'm punching you in the face right now doesn't mean that you're hurt.
I didn't punch you, Mandy. I hit you, and it's different.
Poor Johnny Depp.
Poor Johnny Depp. What an asshole.
Hey, let's repent
for everything.
Do you want to repent for not making the thing that we said we were going to make for the podcast that nobody knows about? Or should we just talk about it?
Are you talking about the CTR rings?
I am.
Listen, they're going to be rad once they're made, and I was really hoping to get them done and surprise people, specifically our patrons.
We had a brilliant idea.
I just didn't figure out where to get them made at. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Well, I still have to make the design, but I think we're sort of faltering on what we should use. So anybody who knows about the church knows that there's a little symbol called CTR. And it's like a little shield, like a little green shield. And it's
like a crest.
Kind of, yeah. And I'm picturing like a medieval times.
Is that the only way to have a crest? Because I'm pretty sure that's a crest.
I don't know. Anyway, semantics. And there's the letters C, T, and R in it, which stands for choose the right.
It's to remind you to always make good decisions and choose the right decision, not the bad one.
So obviously we need to remake that for our family and our new religion.
Which would be choose the bad?
Yeah, we're thinking CTB.
Right?
Maybe CTW, choose the wrong.
Right, like what's right? Wrong, right? Or, you know, we're bad Mormons, so choose the bad. You make
also
bad choices.
I'm kind of thinking about choose the questionable.
Right? Well, me and my friend Dave, you all might know him from episode number...
Nuts to Butts?
Nuts to Butts! My friend died, but we went to the fair one time. We had the best time. We were drunk on beer.
It wasn't a fair either. It was a swap meet, but I keep calling it the fair. We got
it was by swap meet. I mean, there's a couple dudes like selling shit in a parking lot out of a box.
Out of the Smith's parking lot. God damn it. Okay. Yes. But we had rings made for us because that's what you do at swap meets, not random people's driveways. That was said, make bad decisions. And it was kind of our thing. We make bad decisions all the time. And so I'd like to have some sort of ring slightly in his honor, but also the fact that, you know, choose the right is stupid and choose the bad is probably my favorite of it. But you, dear listeners, and especially you patrons, because really you're the ones who are going to benefit from this. What do you think?
Yeah, what sounds fun to you? We'll throw out some designs and then we'll put them on social media and you can tell us what you like best.
It's a fact. We'll do these things for realsies this time. Because now I put it out in the universe and the internet and people's ear holes that it has to happen.
Maybe you can help me with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get right on it.
So I feel like Mormon Corner should be just, we should just slide right into Under the Banner of Heaven.
100%. So, I mean, really good, but yet not quite right.
Yeah, it's a new show on Hulu.
Right.
There's two episodes as of this recording, and it's based on Jon Krakauer's book, which the book is actually really good, and it's kind of, it's sort of two different things going on at the same time in the book. It's the story of the Lafferty's, Ron and Dan Lafferty, and that famous murder that took place where basically they killed their brother's wife and infant daughter because the girl was basically like not having any of their weird polygamist fundamentalist Mormon bullshit.
Right. They were doing a blood atonement.
Yeah. And then the parts of it are also like really dry history. There's some stuff about like
so the Mormon... history is about the Mormon history though. Like when people said history, it should have connected, but it didn't for me. So I want to clarify it for anybody listening. They're specifically talking about Joseph Smith history.
Yeah, like the Mormon Meadows Massacre. That's that whole thing with the, you know, bodies in the field. Maybe you were looking at your phone, but...
I was going to say, I don't recall this. I might need to go back and rewatch.
Yeah, but anyways, so we started watching it, and it's good. It's good so far.
It was really good, and I hate Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
And he makes my skin crawl, so he's doing a really great job.
Yeah, totally. The only thing that I feel like is weird is, like, the banter between the, like, regular, quote-unquote, LDS people when he's, like, calling up the Relief Society to help with his kid's birthday party or whatever, and just the way they talk to each other doesn't seem very natural.
Right, calling each other sister and brother. Like, you might do that
at the beginning.
On occasion or something like that. Like, sister, but it wouldn't just be like, hey, sister, I'm going to need you to do this. It'd be like, sister blank, whatever your last name is. Sister Randy, can you come help me with this?
What are you saying? Last names.
So it's I'm aware of that, but I'm not saying it because we're on a podcast where we don't say last names.
Right. I got you.
So.
I get it.
Let's just say, Sister Mandy, can you come help me serve this Jell-O? But you wouldn't just say, hi, sister, come help me serve this Jell-O. Like, that's where they got it wrong. I could be wrong, but I feel like I just, like, opened it. I was like, that's what it is. I got it.
Also, if you're new to the podcast and you haven't heard some of our older episodes... We actually, we know those people. Well, Charlotte was an infant, so she doesn't remember, but we actually lived with those people, the Lafferty's, in Lehi, Utah, in the 80s, a year before that murder took place.
That shit's fucked up.
Yeah, that was one of the families that our mom, like, took us kids and went to live with when she ran away, absconded with the children in the night.
Wow.
But yeah.
Just wow, mother.
Yeah, I think it was, I think, and I tried to get this information from mom, but I'm pretty sure it was those boys' father. Because there was three wives there, but they were all much older than mom.
So mom was the hot new thing.
I guess, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's like a super creepy connection. And when I read that book, I had this like, all this weird deja vu. Like, you know, I remembered... I'm the oldest of all the kids, so Casey and I probably have the best memories of that. But that's the place where the lady made us eat the dandelion salad. And that's the place where we had, like, I always have this memory that we went to church in a cave. And everybody was wearing long sleeves, long dresses, like high necks, really long braided hair, like, you know, the uniform.
Right.
And I remember having like a drop-waisted neon ruffle dress and like a perm and short hair, and I really just did not fit in. But then reading the book, I remembered, like, I realized why I kept thinking we were in a cave, because the church itself was like sat in the shadow of this huge cliff. And it described that in the book. So I was like, oh my God, this is so crazy.
That is actually fucking nuts.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Just for those who don't listen to every single episode, for those who do, welcome back. But that I had no idea Mom was married to a polygamist, like, at all. Like, I've gone my entire life thinking, you know, Mom's a little nuts, but, like, you know, she was
mom
not.
Isn't a little.
Okay, sure. I grew up thinking, you know, she was a Wiccan. You know, that's the first thing I remember. It was like, really no religion. Then she was kind of Wiccan, back to no religion. And then all of a sudden, hardcore Mormon by the time I was like 13. And then she wanted to get rid of my Marilyn Manson posters. This was before I knew he was a rapist. let me just clarify, not a Marilyn Manson fan anymore. Anyway, so couldn't be Mormon. But I was like, I don't know what brought her back to that. But I knew she was raised Mormon. I knew that our grandparents did missionary stuff and all that. When I moved to Washington, we were working at our food co-op that we worked at. Not me, my sister Tiffany, and Mandy worked all together. We just happened to have a break at the same time. So we were all walking through produce to get to the break room. And I saw dandelion leaves. Dandelions? Who the hell would eat dandelion leaves? Like, gross. And Mandy's like, well, don't you remember eating dandelions on the compound? I'm like, what compound? Like, what are you talking about? She's like, when Mama married the polygamist, you don't remember? And I'm like, wait, what? She's like, oh, that's right. You would be too young to remember. Mom married a polygamist after she left Dad. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, I was like, I think I would know about this. You didn't clarify that till later. But I was like, I think I would know if Mom was married to a polygamist. Like, call Mom. So I called Mom. I'm like, Mom, did you marry a polygamist? Oh, well, that was a long time ago. Like, I'm like, Mom, motherfucker married a polygamist? And I didn't know about this till I'm 20. I think I was 22 at the time. Like, fuck off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. The Lafferty's. That was the first family. They kind of like went and recruited her from church, with, you know, found out she was unhappy. And through her friend Jamie, she got her in touch with these people.
God, I want to befriend Jamie again so badly. Like,
get all the dirt.
Get all of the dirt.
Anyway, that's Under the Banner of Heaven. It's pretty good so far. Two episodes in, pretty good.
I think it's three episodes in, but yes.
Oh, three episodes in. Pretty good. We'll keep watching it.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I mean, until I see Andrew Garfield Wang, I'm out.
What?
If I have to see Andrew Garfield's Wang, oh. I'm out.
I was like, who's this guy? I don't even know who Wang is. hey, do you remember that cool time when we got to go to the Hollywood Bowl?
Yeah, it was really cool.
We kind of told you guys that it was happening on the last episode, and we got to go, and it was so much better than I thought.
It was great. I had to keep, like, because Mandy had never been to the Hollywood Bowl before, so it was like, this might go without saying, but I'm just going to say it. You don't normally get to drive to the entrance of the Hollywood Bowl. Like, that doesn't, even if you have VIP parking, you still don't get a park that close. That's pretty much for, I don't even think employees. I think it's just for talent buses and like shit like that. But we got to go in. We were one of 14 people. So like, sorry, our group of five of 14 people in the crowd.
Yeah. There was a few more people there at the beginning, but they thinned out pretty quick. And yeah, there was just a little handful sprinkling of us. I kept saying I was making jokes because that was the first time I'd ever been there. So I was like, this isn't normally how it happens. You don't just normally park right here. But you don't get to sit in the box seats right at the edge of the stage. That's weird.
Right. And also, these chairs are so fucking small and uncomfortable. And the wood that you're being surrounded by is like splintery, shitty 70s wood. It's the best way I can describe it. Can you imagine spending $1,600 for a show ticket to sit in this crammed little fucking space?
Yeah.
It was the best way to experience because we didn't have to pay for it.
front row seats.
Well, because there wasn't actually really a show, but we got to watch a movie being made, like a real movie, which was really
documentary.
Cool.
But yeah, sure.
It's a movie, isn't it?
Craig used to argue with me that there's a difference between a movie and a film. So it's all relative, I guess.
Well, there was big ass camera equipment. There was like reels of blockbuster movies playing in the background. Right. The music was all very copyrighted and very expensive. Right. So I'm going to say it's a movie.
Fair.
But yeah, it was cool. But the best part was at the end of it, when everything was done, you know, and the talent had left the stage and they were packing everything up, we got to go up on the stage and like, take selfies.
Do you
selfies.
Know who stood here in the past? And yeah, I mean, if you picture it, last Sunday, we're all up on stage. Everybody's just taking selfies of themselves. You know,
videos like, of each other.
I mean, yeah, taking pictures of each other, making sure. Meanwhile, the crew in the background is still putting shit away. They have been here since 9 a.m. It's now 11 o'clock at night. Those guys want to go home. They're like, get the fuck off right? of the straight stage. We got to get out of here. We're like, just one more. Click, click. You know? Like,
yeah. I was very aware of being like self-conscious and like wanting to get out of the way. But at the same time, how often are you ever going to stand on stage at the Hollywood Bowl?
You will never get on the hill. Unless for some reason this podcast really takes off.
We'll do a live show there.
We'll do a live show at the Hollywood Bowl. I'm guessing probably not.
Yeah, that's a once in a lifetime thing that I didn't even have on my bucket list, but now I'm really
I keep saying bucket list. It wasn't on there, but fuck it. I'm checking it off because... Yeah. Not normal people get to do those things.
I've been afraid to post the selfies, but I've seen other people posting them. So now I think it's
changed
okay.
my profile picture to just the one of me and Craig's shadow on the Hollywood Bowl. And you can see film crew in the background, but you can't tell what it is. I'm pretty sure what the NDA really includes is we can't say the talent's name.
Yeah.
We can't really say
talk
anything.
Talk about the we don't want to compromise the project.
Right, exactly. But... Because I also said, I was like, it was really cool. I got to go kind of see a little show at the Hollywood Bowl, even though, I mean, it wasn't sound for us to make, like, hear anything. Like, it was not a
It
concert.
Was not mic'd for an audience.
Yeah, it was not a show. But I'm fascinated at how movies work anyway. So I like being able to be a fly on the wall and see that shit. So totally. For me, it was perfect.
One thing, one of our friends that actually kind of got us into the circle of friends or whatever, Don, he has worked as a cameraman on
lots of
big, huge blockbuster films. And so it was kind of cool to be sitting with him and he was telling us like,
oh, that was fun.
You know, this is what this guy does. Oh, this is what we do on movie sets. We just stand around for 3 hours.
Waiting for someone to tell us what to do.
Yeah. Or this is how much this equipment costs. Like the Steadicam mount there's a big camera mount that hooks up to the guy who walks around. He's like, oh yeah, that's like $120,000 without the camera. And I was like, holy shit.
Right.
So we got to like see it happening. And then we also got like a play-by-play of what was happening from our friend who's in the business. So
right.
That
no,
was
that
pretty
was fun.
Cool.
And he would just make little snide remarks every now and then, like, just standing around still being waiting to see what I have to do later. it was very funny.
We all give ourselves jobs too. Like, I think Lauren's the sweeper. Or am I the sweeper?
You're the sweeper.
I'm the sweeper. Lauren's the rope winder.
So the cord winder that you would do before your elbow and your hand.
Yeah.
I decided to be the fog machine.
Oh, operator, yes.
Operator, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do that.
Anyway, so we're going to make movies now.
Right.
We're going to ditch the podcast, go straight into
Listen,
movies.
We've always had an affinity for making terrible films. You know, When Good Plans Go Bad Part 2, for instance. I just think we need to get back into that.
Yeah. Even long before that, too, Courtney and I used to make terrible, terrible commercials in our apartment.
Oh, I remember them, and they were great. I'm still of the mind that we should make commercials, video commercials, for our current commercials.
I gotta get a job that takes less of my time so I can have more time to do the things I like to do.
If we could just win the lottery, we would have all the time to make all this stuff.
Somebody, I bought a ticket and somebody else fucking won it. I don't know what's going
it's like
on.
It's like they weren't respectful of your wants and needs.
Exactly.
It's so rude.
Thanks a lot, whoever won that fucking...
In Arizona.
450.
Corona-zona.
I thought it was just
No,
California.
I thought you said it, but somebody in Arizona won it, so clearly that's not the case. Ew, Arizona.
Did you see the did you see Joe Biden at the White House Correspondents' Dinner?
I missed it. I just retweeted it.
No, it was fucking great.
Oh, thank God.
There was a lot of zingers in there, but my favorite one was he's like, you know, he gets up there and he's looking alive. He's looking vibrant. He's not asleep. And he's like, you know, this is the first time in 6 years that a president has attended the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And everyone's like looking around and like,
that's kind of crazy.
Ah, yeah. And clapping a little and whatever. And he's like, yeah, we had this horrible plague and then 2 years of COVID. And it just took everybody like a split second to get what he was talking about. It was so good.
That's actually amazing.
Then he made some jokes about a coup and the like, looking over at Fox News. No, too soon. You're not funny. You know, right. Kind of a thing. So definitely worth watching the clips. We put them up awesome. On Twitter.
Fabulous.
Yeah. I thought you'd get a kick out of that. I was hoping you hadn't seen it yet.
I mean, I like Joe Biden. Like he's doing what he's doing, right?
He's fine.
He's no fucking Bernie Sanders. And, you know, it, to be fair, if Bernie Sanders was a president, they'd be fucking tearing him apart, too.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter who's in office. I'm just glad he's not Trump. So fucking, I don't care. But the fact that he is, he's fucking funny. And, like, that makes my heart all warm inside.
I know. That was a good one. I got another good one for you, too, that you're going to like. Did you hear that the Las Vegas Raiders football team said that they would gladly, with open arms, welcome Colin Kaepernick to the team?
Perfect.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I can see myself wearing a Raiders jersey.
Listen, I have a thing about Raiders only because it's very gang-affiliated. Not that I have a problem with gangs. I just don't want to get shot.
Yeah, but you're thinking of the old, like, L.A. Raiders or the Oakland Raiders. The
Oakland Raiders, specifically.
Okay. When I was in high school, it was the L.A. Raiders. That's how old I am.
I was going to say, like, listen, I like Ice Cube. He loves his Raiders. All I know is I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, but can you imagine how much that's going to blow up if Colin Kaepernick...
90% sure it's Kaepernick.
Oh, Colin Kaepernick. My mm-hmm. bad. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Well, it's just when you said, I was like, do I have it wrong? I'm like, no. I've heard his wife say their last name. I'm like, Kaepernick.
Okay, so Kaepernick. Sorry. I repent in advance. But yeah, I mean, could you just imagine like how their merch is going to go crazy?
It's good. Of course it is, because everybody who supports that man is going to be like, I want you to know you made the right fucking choice, yeah. So I'm going to go buy a jersey now.
They're probably going to make, like, fucking historic sale records broken.
Let's help with that, shall we?
Oh, hell yeah. I would gladly, happily rock that with pride.
I like it.
I mean, of course, you know, I can't. The Seahawks are my team, but...
I was going to say, I don't know if I can bring a third football team into my repertoire of me not giving a shit about football, but...
You can.
I'll do my best.
Did you have anything for cool shit?
Because
I got one more.
I'm not going to put it under this motherfucker. I really, really liked Russian Doll. I think we might have talked about this a couple episodes back. Second season was not great, so yeah. I don't think it belongs under cool shit, but it doesn't really belong under this motherfucker either. So I'm just going to say, first season of Russian Doll, watch the shit out of it. Second one, if you understood what the shit was going on, maybe you could write me an email and let me know.
Yeah, it was hard to follow. I'm having a hard time. I'm realizing that there's some Ozarks that are new that I haven't caught up on, and so it's really hard to not get spoilers. So we should probably stop recording this and go watch Ozark. We can talk about that next time.
I'm down for whatever.
Charlotte and I were talking about this before we started recording, and I just wanted to make sure that it was clear to everybody who follows us on social media. Charlotte, that did you find the Jesus I thrust in you?
No, you must have.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know who sent it to me?
Who?
James.
Love James.
He said, we posted it on our social media. I'm pretty sure I'm going to make it the cover of this week's episode. That it's a van that says, Jesus, I thrust in you, which is a mistake. It's supposed to be trust. And but the best part is their license plate says Jizz Lord.
Okay. So as a person, I'm going to stop you. I saw it. I glanced at it. Didn't really read it. Right. I saw the thrust. Very funny. I did notice that the license plate was not blurred out. And I was like, oh, that's a mistake. You should do that. But I still didn't do anything about it. Then everybody's making jokes about Jizz Lord, right? And I'm like, jeez, Lord. Oh, that's funny. So I'm thinking this is a person that I want to be friends with. Jesus, I thrust in you. Jeez, Lord. Fucking funny. And he has a mission, and that person is sticking with it. They are clearly very funny people. And then you ruined it for me.
Well, I don't think it's supposed to be funny. I think it's Jay. I think it's Jesus is Lord. Jay is Lord.
Yeah, no. Like I said, you ruined it for
me. And I think the thrust is just literally a spelling error.
I'm disappointed.
It could go either way. I could be wrong. I'm not right about everything.
If maybe you happen to own the Jizz Lord van of which we're talking about,
please. It's a Toyota Ultima? I can't tell. I don't know brands of cars. Anyways.
No, there's no reason you should. But I'm just saying, like, as soon as you said it, I knew you were right and I was wrong. There's nobody that's that cool except for probably our brother Casey. And, you know, I don't think Rachel would appreciate it, so.
Yeah, so the jury's out. Let us know what you think. Is it Jizz Lord or Jesus is Lord?
We know the answer to this. Let's not play around. I really wish I was right, though. That would be great.
Yeah. I wish you were right, too. Right. So, what of all of the shit should we pick for this motherfucker?
Honestly, I've been so freaking busy at work. I haven't had time to spend a lot of time on Twitter. There are some things I picked up here and there. You talked about something that I thought was very interesting, so I'll let you go with it.
Is this the Tucker Carlson one or the
Mudbutt Turd Girl, or as I also like to call her, Marjorie, whatever the fuck her name is.
Perjury Trader Green.
Right. Marjorie 3, I don't give a fuck names.
I thought we were going to record yesterday, so I was kind of like seeing what's going on in the world, and I was seeing what's trending on Twitter, and it was hashtag Satan. And I was like, ooh, Satan's trending on Twitter. What's this about?
Satanic panic.
It's MTG, and she did this interview with somebody or other. I don't even really care. I only saw the clip of it. But basically, she is talking about abortion. This guy on Twitter, Ron Filipkowski, I think is how you say his name, he sums it up very well, and he just says, Marge Green says, when women get abortions, it's because Satan has whispered in their ears and promised them that if they do it, the guy they are with will marry them.
Ew.
Can you imagine?
Jesus Christ. I mean, how fucking ignorant do you have to be? And I get that that's paraphrasing, right? I'm sure.
I listened to the clip, and that's basically what she's saying. Satan's whispering in your ear, promising you things, promising you everything you want. Oh, it's just all you have to do is go to the clinic and do this one little thing, then all your dreams are gonna come true. That guy's gonna marry you, basically. Ew. Is what she says.
There's so much in that I just want to murder, because she's essentially saying that women only get abortions because their partners are telling them to. I can tell you, every single person that I know that has had an abortion, and frankly, it's not even that many. The woman wanted to have an abortion, whether, like, it wasn't like, oh, the man wasn't involved or whatever like that. It's like, it's more of they both decided it wasn't the right time or place.
Listen, there could be a billion reasons
why. So many different ones.
I think she's talking about,
though. I'm just saying, because I don't even think it entered her brain of that it could be domestic violence and the person's having an abortion, so they're not tethered to the father of that child for fucking 18 years.
There could be a billion.
So, well, I know, I'm just saying, but like,
the fact
that she can't even fathom that makes me want to explain 100 different ways why somebody would do it, because honestly, some people are like, I never thought of that. Thank you for saying it, because I never thought of it that way.
Well, the overarching gist of her interview is that the woman will get anything she wants in life. The example that she used happened to be, this man's going to marry you, which shows like what her priorities in life are.
Right.
But I don't think it's anything more than, I don't think it's anything deep like that. I think it's just, she's an idiot.
Well, she's clearly a fucking moron.
And
but she's a fucking lawmaker.
Every dream she can aspire to dream is somebody marrying her, you know?
Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah. I don't think it's a bad thing to list off reasons why women have abortions in case somebody doesn't fucking get it. Oh, yeah,
there could, but I mean, that's the thing, is you could do a 50-hour-long podcast. There's a million, billion reasons. She's been doing some other stupid shit, too. I don't know if you saw that thing with Jim Acosta.
Yeah, what a fucking idiot.
Reading her the text message, And all she did was, she was like, "You're a liar. Stop lying, liar. You're a liar." And he was trying to engage with her in the conversation. And just, he's like, "Why did you say it? Why did you even bring it up? Stop lying, liar. You're the liar news, liar." And the whole time I'm listening to the
thing, I'm not, you are.
And reading her tweets about it and whatever. It's just like, you can't, all of these guys, starting with Trump, Trump's the one who like kind of emboldened it. They're just like, they just say words, and then all of a sudden, because those words are said, now they expect those words to, like, be true.
Right.
You can't just be like, "You're a liar, liar," and suddenly that's a lie because you said it. You right. know what I mean? Anyway, God, she's so fucking annoying.
She's the worst. But I've also seen that there's been some clips of the time that she was sitting outside of AOC's door saying, "Why won't you come out?" Like, full-on bullying, full-on...
harassing.
Harassing, yeah. Just completely, you can't talk to me, blah, blah, blah. And meanwhile, she's like giggling and like smirking at the camera. Like she had it filmed. So she'd be like, "Look at me, I'm accosting and fucking harassing AOC." But yet somebody asking her questions about a text message, "Stop harassing me." It's like, what? Without consequences for your actions, without being like, why is she not made to see? You don't get to say that somebody's harassing me when you have clearly harassed other people. And I don't know how you would make people not pay for it, but be like, "Listen, you fucking hypocrite." Like, I just, it makes me want to fucking stab people.
I know. Well, the midterms are coming up. All you can do is vote them out.
I have one goddamn vote. So, like, how do I make more people fucking vote?
Well, let's not forget that she ran unopposed last time. She's running against a guy named Marcus Flowers this time.
Do you like Marcus Flowers?
And he's going to wipe the fucking floor with her ugly face.
Right. And I also say figuratively that I want to stab people. I don't want to hear later that Charlotte's going to go stabbing people.
Or watch you do go stab someone accidentally. And all
and then
of
all
sudden,
of a sudden she said she was going to do it. Mm-hmm. I heard it on a podcast once.
I've got another pretty good one. And I hate to say that I haven't read the article, but I really want to read it because it looks so juicy, from the New York Times. Basically, they've done this like intensive study on Tucker Carlson and his show on Fox News, and they've labeled it the most racist show in the history of cable news.
Oh, wow.
Which it doesn't surprise me.
No, I'm not at all surprised.
What a crazy, like, recognition.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean... That's grounds for slander, you know, or defamation, right? But if it's not unfounded, mm-hmm. I mean, for somebody like the New York Times to put that out there and not have to worry about that kind of lawsuit says a lot about Tucker Carlson.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So here's the headline, or the basically kind of tantalizer from the New York Times that it was posted 10 hours ago. I just retweeted it. But it says, Tucker Carlson, the host of the most watched show on primetime cable news, uses a simple narrative to instill fear in his viewers. To understand how he promotes extremist ideas and conspiracy theories, we analyzed 1,150 episodes. Here's what we found.
Nice.
God, could you imagine having that job?
No. I mean, yes, actually. Tedious and awful.
Yeah. Terrible.
Oh, God, I'd rather be dead.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, this motherfucker, Tucker Carlson. What a piece of shit.
That guy's a fucking piece of shit. Like, everything about that guy comes from money. He's never really worked. Works for Fox News, probably was a shoo-in, some bullshit like that. Just, he's the epitome of what is wrong with this country. Entitled, white, snowflake men.
Mm-hmm. Also, he's a fucking racist and,
You know. I mean, that was implied.
Oh, I see.
All of that is with his fucking privilege and his, doesn't apply to me. And again, if you lost your job tomorrow, it wouldn't matter because you'd fall back on the fucking trust fund, you little piece of shit.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, Tucker Carlson.
I think we should hear a word from our sponsors, and I really wish we had something from Jizz Lord.
Me too.
Let's work on that.
Jizz Lord.
Wives 3 and 5 have you in the doghouse? Wives 2 and 4 experiencing Shark Week in their garments? Wife 1 just looking so much like, ugh, old wife number one, have we got the solution for you. Why not give Prophets of Porno Polygamy Chatline a call? It's a choose-your-own-adventure here on Pop's Chatline. You select the number of wives you want to chat with, sit back, and let the fun begin. When one of your pop wives just isn't cutting the casserole, push the number on your touch-tone telephone to switch over to your next dream wife. Best part? None of the wives on the Prophets for Porno Chatline are over 14. No nagging, and anything goes. The Prophets of Porno Chatline costs a nominal 11% tithing of your monthly income. But keep in mind, the more money you make, the more the babies bake. So call us now at 1-888-4-MORONI. That number again is 1-888-466-7664. Prophets of Porno is part of Heavenly Father's plan in 4 states.
And welcome back.
Heyo.
Here's the part of the podcast where we tell you stories.
I can't wait to tell you my story.
Go ahead.
I'll get right on it.
Oh, you know what I forgot to mention that I wanted to say for cool shit? It's almost May the 4th. And yeah. I'm getting really excited because we had plans to go to Star Wars night at Disneyland, and then they got canceled, and now it's back on. Because I'm going to Hawaii for a friend's birthday, and I thought I was going to miss it, but it turns out we're back on. So we're having a girls' trip to Disneyland.
It's going
to
be rad.
Yeah, it's going to be really fucking cool. I'm bringing my lightsaber. And anyways, I couldn't let the podcast go on without mentioning that we're going to Star Wars night.
It's going to be amazing. I bought a whole Leia outfit, and I don't want to give anything away, but there's going to be some buns involved.
It's 3 days away.
I should probably start working on those buns. So speaking of Star Wars, I have a pretty funny story, and I'm debating whether I want to lie about it or tell the truth.
Well, what's funnier?
Funnier is a lie. Only because I didn't actually do it. But I'm going to tell you about the time I got accused. So picture it. I'm 15 years old. It's about 1998. There's a store in Laguna Niguel called Cool Stuff. And they did. They had cool fucking stuff. They had blacklight posters. They had patches. They had records, CDs, cardboard cutouts. And so that's usually where me and my friend Nicole would go get patches for our backpack, posters for our walls. And there was this Han Solo cutout that I just loved. And I was like, Mom, I need to have it. It was probably like $100. And Mom finally caved one day and bought it for me. So I have been, to this day, it's still in the garage. I have had this cardboard cutout of Han Solo for a very long time.
I actually just saw it. It's in Santa's Village where we keep the mics.
Oh, is that where he's living now? Mm-hmm. He moves there. Around the house sometimes. I don't know where he goes. But there was a memory actually yesterday that popped up on Facebook of, okay, the curtains are up. It's like, it's almost time that we move into the house. And Han Solo's in the corner. And it's just like, of course he is, because he lives with me always. Which is why, well, no. I'll get to it. I was living in Washington. And, of course, Han Solo came with me, as he does. And I'm not entirely sure what sparked it. But all of a sudden, my very good friend Matt, who I don't think I had seen maybe in a little while, or we may, you know, I don't think that we had any bad blood between us. But we weren't, like, normally he could just call me and be like, hey, Charlotte, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. But, like, I don't think we had talked in a while. Something like that. Well, anyways, I get a very angry text message from him one day, just like, Charlotte, what did you do? I've been getting phone calls all day from people wanting to buy a Han Solo cardboard cutout. And I'm like, wait, what? What are you talking about? So apparently somebody went onto Craigslist and listed a cardboard cutout of Han Solo probably for free or like $10, something very low, and listed Matt's phone number. It is fucking funny. I wish I would have thought of it, but no, I have not.
Who would do such a thing?
That's the mystery, because you have to know it had to have been one of our friends.
Yeah. I want to say Keegan.
Or minty. It's fucking minty. It's gotta be. Because minty that guy's Saint a motherfucker. Listen, I like Zach as much as the next person, except for I don't. No, I'm just kidding. He's fine. But seriously, I can't. Those are Matt's like best friends. I can't see them doing it without at least admitting to it at this point. But nobody. This has like been 20 years. No, maybe not 20 years. It's been 15 years now. Nobody has come forward and been like, I am the one who posted it. Matt's number with it, but. It made me think of Star Wars and my very cool Han Solo cutout.
Maybe now's the time, since so much time has passed. If you're listening, friends of ours, wherever you might be, if you're the one who posted Matt's phone number on Craigslist with a free cardboard cutout of Han Solo, now's the time to fess up, let us know, send us an email, and or give us a text so we can clear this up on the next episode. Ooh, you know, that did remind me of a story. I think your technique is actually pretty brilliant.
Yes. I mean, I didn't fucking do anything.
Well, your technique of not doing any planning and just waiting for me to talk and then thinking of what you want to say.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I've been doing that for a year.
So I thought of one, actually. It's a very loose Star Wars connection, but there was this boy named Joe. And we worked at Subway together a long time ago.
That's before you had a real job.
When I was a sandwich artist for Subway. And... I've had a couple of really terrible bosses. I've had a lot of really good bosses, but I've had two that are really, really terrible, and I can't tell which one's worse, my boss at Subway or Sharon from the co-op.
I was going to say Sharon from the co-op?
Yeah. Anyways, so working at Subway, this guy was a real piece of shit. Anyway, I worked with this kid named Joe, who was a little bit younger than me, totally my speed.
Yeah, I was going to say, right up your alley. Uh-huh.
And he was so cute and just absolutely dreamy, and I had the hugest crush on him. And we started to become friends, you know, like drinking beer after work and stuff. And I would hang out at his house sometimes, like sleep over at his house. And it was always very platonic, much to my chagrin, because I was like all about it. But, you know, whatever. Anyway, super cute. And I'm walking up Lakeway. So, you know that corner in Bellingham, right where it's like, it's kind of like a weird five-way intersection where it's like Lakeway and Holly and whatever that other street is.
Yeah, it's like you'd be going to the York District or like...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a gas station, or there used to be a gas station right on the corner there. And then there used to be like a Payday Loans place across the street. Who knows what it is now. But so I'm walking that way up Lakeway past the gas station, kind of headed towards the Fred Meyer. And...
Where the movie theater is, kind of?
No, it's not a movie theater. Like you're walking towards the freeway. Like you're at that
got corner. Got it. Okay, yeah. No, I totally know what walking you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Laundry towards the, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so anyways, I'm walking along and I see Joe driving by, and he's like driving. He drives this old beat up piece of shit car, and
just
he's
like driving. You did. Soulmates.
I didn't have a car at that point.
Oh.
Well, maybe I had the van. I must have had the van. Anyways, so I'm walking down the street and he's driving the same way. No, he's driving the opposite way that I'm walking. So he's like going down Holly Street. We're getting ready to cross the intersection to go down Holly Street. And I'm walking up Lakeway Street. And he turns and I'm like, I look at him and he reaches his arm out the window to wave at me. And he's like, Mandy, like looking at me, big old smile. And I'm just like, oh my God, he's so cute. Smacks into the car in front of him. And I was like, oh shit.
And I was, oh, that's so embarrassing.
I know. Part of me was so excited that he was like happy and to see me and waving at me. And then I was just like completely mortified that I made him crash his car. And
he crashed his own fucking car.
I don't even think I went over there to like say anything, because it was like there was people out there, and then all of a sudden there was a cop there. So I just like kind of kept going because I didn't know what to do.
Listen, I probably would have done the same thing, but it's a dick move. Hindsight is everything, right? There's plenty of situations where I've been at where I thought about it. I'm like, oh, I should have acted differently, but I didn't know what to do in this thing, so I just did what was safe.
Yeah. If I didn't think he was the dreamiest McDreamy, like, I think like, I didn't
imagine
wanna...
if it was Matt or somebody, you'd be like, oh my God, Matt, I was a witness, even though it was your fault. Yeah. I witnessed the difference. They stopped really quickly.
Yeah. I was just like, oh my God, he's so cute. I can't talk to him in this situation. Or I don't know, whatever the fuck my brain was thinking. Maybe I was drunk and I saw the cops. I don't know.
No. Doubtful. I was about to say, because we have a lot of friends named Matt. So I was about to say the Matt last name so you know who I was talking about. But you know who I'm talking about.
Do I?
Give me somebody some else named Matt that you thought was the dreamiest of all times. He had a famous grandfather.
You're thinking talking about Josh.
Oh, Josh, duh.
Of course.
Listen, that's how good of friends with Josh I am.
I still think Josh is the dreamiest, and I probably, we're, you know, I think he's dating someone now, but eventually we're going to get married. We're going to be like 85, walking down the aisle.
Mandy, I just didn't realize how much I liked you.
I knew you were the one ever since I stalked you at that, when you would go to work at the bagel place at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, you're here too? Weird. I'm just outside smoking. Strange. I didn't know you'd be walking here at 3 o'clock in the morning on your way to work.
That's nice. You could be friends with somebody that you have been obsessed with.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. He's good people. He's great.
He never liked me, which is my only reason I don't like him.
I'm sorry. I never heard that.
Oh, no, we're not.
We're not besties. Oh,
from work. Yeah, he definitely didn't like me. You're a bad worker. Because I'm a... Well, no, I don't think he liked me before that either. I think he thought I was riding on the coattails of the sisters. Mm. So I was never kind of good enough, and then I was also a god awful employee on grocery, so it was never meant for us to be best friends. He was decent to me the last time I went to visit, but not overly friendly.
Mm. Okay, well, anyway, that's my story.
It's a good one, except for that, like, I feel terrible, and I can feel it because I've seen my friend Julian was driving in opposite direction of me the other day. I'm like, Julian, he literally barely looked at me, just rose his hand out like, somebody said my name, so I'm saying hello back, but didn't, like, take his eyes off the road. I'm like, that's how you do it.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I should have definitely gone over there, but, you know, I'm an asshole, I guess.
And I didn't. I left him to fend for himself. Hurtful. And he's younger than you. He needs your guidance, Mandy.
I know. Joe, if you're listening. So sorry. I'm really sorry about that. And I've never forgotten about it. All the way to this very day.
Maybe you guys should make out to make up for it.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, what are the chances that he's, you know,
single?
I also want to know what the chances are that you are going to go over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review and a rating.
You can send us your stories at fhebadmormons@gmail.com.
Check out our website, fhebadmormons.com, where we have stuff for sale, and you can get links to all of our episodes.
All the social medias, we're on them. So, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
Tinder,
Black
Grindr,
Pornhub, RedTube.
Become a patron. Head over to Patreon for as little as $3 a month, or as much as you want to give us. You can join our inner circle.
YouTube, head on over there. Like, subscribe. Share with me.